Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 4 and just verse 12. It reads, "When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee." A very important shift is going on here. The way has been prepared. John the Baptist has been the herald he needed to be, baptized Jesus, and Jesus has then been tempted in the desert. He is affirmed as Son of God and as being prepared for the battle ahead. He's been tempted and confirmed as one greater than Moses, greater than Israel, and stronger than the devil. Now he is ready to preach, to call, and to heal. And what happens? Right after all of this, his cousin John is put in prison. It's amazing how often some bad news hits us just when we seem to feel ready to do something great for God. He's put in prison in a place called Machaerus. This was a stronghold in the region of Perea, situated on the western edge of the Moabite Plateau, about 8 miles north of the Arnon River, overlooking the Dead Sea. It was originally built by the Hasmoneans, and then rebuilt by Herod the Great and later assigned to the Tetrarch Herod Antipas. According to Josephus, an early historian of the first century, it was here that Herod Antipas imprisoned and beheaded John the Baptist. Matthew 14 and Mark chapter 6. He's put there, and it seems to spur a decision in Jesus. He withdraws to Galilee. Why Galilee? Why go back there? Perhaps because it's safer. I don't think Jesus is running away from anything, but he knows it's not his time. John is his cousin. He feels that loss, but he goes somewhere that's going to be make him available for the mission that God has in mind for him. He goes to Galilee, a very interesting place, a small province, but very fertile. So it was very densely populated. In fact, it was the most densely populated area of the whole Middle East. It had a volatile population, and it was an area known for its openness to change. The people there were reputed to be tough and courageous. Perhaps that's why his followers came from that area. They were going to need to be tough and courageous if they were to follow him. Well, next time we'll go on to look at what happens after he goes back to Galilee. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.